Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The violence on the left is far more prevalent than the violence on the right. Don't make me go through the list. You all know it. All of these assassination culture that's been advanced now, this is the left in almost every case that is advancing this and not the right. So let's not make it a partisan issue.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson says the left is causing a surge in political violence. A pardoned January 6th rioter and supporter of President Donald Trump is charged with making a terroristic threat for saying he would kill House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries at a speech next week. Jeffries says he and other public officials won't cower.
We will continue to show up, stand up and speak up for the American people to improve their quality of life, to address the extremism that is being unleashed on everyday Americans by this administration all across the country. We will not bend. We will not break. We will never bow down.
Republicans cite the shooting of Turning Point USA co-founder Charlie Kirk when accusing Democrats of supporting violence, but one of the two men accused of attempting to assassinate Trump was himself a Republican, and a Republican shot and killed two Democratic Minnesota lawmakers over the summer. A now shelved Department of Justice report found right-wing domestic terrorism is far more common than left-wing and Islamist extremist violence combined. The government shutdown continues with the Senate voting on a bill to pay federal workers during the shutdown. House Democrats aren't supporting it, saying it only pays furloughed employees and not those working without pay since October 1st. And Democratic leaders say they won't fund the government without a deal on extending Affordable Care Act subsidies or restoring other health care cuts made to pay for tax breaks for the wealthy. Former Indiana representative and current president of Club for Growth, David McIntosh, says that position won't hold.
The people don't want the government to be held hostage for one political party's agenda or the other. I think what they should do is reopen the government, have people go back to work, and then negotiate what do they want to do about COVID subsidies.
ACA open enrollment begins November 1st, and the insurance subsidies are overwhelmingly popular. They've helped double the number of people covered by Obamacare since 2021, and more than 3 in 4 of them lived in states that voted for Trump. Priyita Lang with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says losing these subsidies impacts anyone paying for health insurance.
This is not just going to affect people who buy insurance on the individual or small group marketplace. It's going to ripple through commercial insurance. Everyone is going to see their premiums rise as a result of this.
After a series of Israeli strikes, the ceasefire in Gaza is getting back on track. Israel says it was responding to Palestinian militants attacking its soldiers and killing two. Speaking from Israel, Vice President J.D. Vance says this is part of the peace process, despite his perception of American media rooting for failure.
Every time there's an act of violence, there's this inclination to say, oh, this is the end of the ceasefire. This is the end of the peace plan. It's not the end. It is, in fact, exactly how this is going to have to happen when you have people who hate each other, who have been fighting against each other for a very long time.
President Trump is seeking $230 million from the Justice Department for its criminal investigations into whether his campaign helped with proven Russian interference in the 2016 election. He also says his rights were violated when the FBI searched his Florida estate for classified documents. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.